As we begin our Lenten journey, we hear in the first reading from Genesis the account of the fall. And I think it's hard for us to get around our minds, if we really think about it, all the consequences of the fall. But if we just think, you know, it's mind-boggling, but you know, the death of every human being to ever live, from Adam and Eve until the end of time, was an effect of that action. And all the suffering and the evil in the world that we experience, you know, when we read the newspaper or listen to the news each day and we hear about atrocity after atrocity, that every single one of those is a domino falling that originated from that one action in the Garden of Eden. And an action that plunged our world into darkness. And we hear in the second reading from St. Paul how just as one man sinned, that we would also be redeemed by one man. That what was done in Genesis with the fall had to be undone. And that's the mission of Jesus Christ. One of the titles that we give to Christ is the new Adam. And one of the titles we give to Mary is the new Eve. Because their mission was to undo the effects of what had happened. So I want to elaborate on that a little more. And as we look at the events, the first is the angel Lucifer appeared to Eve to tempt her. And Eve gave consent on behalf of the entire human race to sin. Many years later, the angel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary at the Annunciation and announced God's plan of salvation. And Mary gave consent on behalf of the entire human race to our salvation. Just as sin entered the world in the Garden of Eden, Christ would go into another garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, and take the full weight of every sin that would ever be committed upon himself. Just as Adam was tempted and he fell, in today's gospel we hear how Christ is tempted by Satan and how he resists. Adam was disobedient to God's command, and Christ was obedient unto death. And Adam and Eve were naked and clothed themselves in shame after they had sinned against God. Christ was clothed and he was stripped of his garments. Just as Eve reached out to take the fruit off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Mary would stand at the foot of the cross and reach out and embrace the bloody feet of her son as he was nailed to the cross. Just as Adam reached out and took the fruit of the tree, Christ would stretch out his hands and be nailed to a tree. And just as sin entered the world through a tree, our redemption would come about through the tree. As a result of what Adam and Eve did, the gates of heaven were closed to the human race. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, those gates would be opened, and the possibility for us to attain eternal life would be granted to us again. You know, the death and suffering of every human being from the dawn of creation through the present resulted from that one action. But Christ would make it possible for that to be reversed and for us to once again regain our dignity and regain eternal life and a status of union with God. You know, this is the central drama of human history. The battle between the forces of light, Jesus Christ coming to redeem us and rescue us, and the forces of darkness, which have enslaved the entire world and the entire human race. The armies of darkness versus the forces of light. You know, in Christ's actions, the benefit of what he did, the eternal life that he won for us when he was nailed to a tree, is poured out on us. The power of the sacrifice of Christ comes through the church into the world in different ways, through the liturgy, through scripture, but preeminently through the sacraments. And the greatest of those sacraments is the Eucharist, when the power of his redemption is made available to us. And so a couple questions I want to ask us today. First, does any of this matter to you? And the reason why I ask that is because there's a tremendous apathy within our culture that so many people simply don't care about faith. They don't care about what Jesus Christ did. They'd rather sit down and watch Dancing with the Stars and be entertained for a few minutes than they would come to church. Or they'd rather watch golf or baseball or football on TV. There's so many other things that people place as priorities over what Christ did. maybe they're satisfied with the world as it is, or maybe they just don't want to make the effort to change. But for whatever reason, there's a tremendous apathy. And so the question, and when we look at God, obviously this matters tremendously to God, because Jesus Christ could have come into the world in any fashion that he wanted. He could have come in as an entertainer. He could have come in as a great sports star. He could have done anything that he wanted. But what he chose to do was to reverse the effects of the fall and open up the gates of heaven to us. And so it's important, and it matters to God. Does it matter to us? Is it important and a priority to us? And the second question that I would ask is, are we thankful? If we do say that it matters to us and it is important, do we give thanks to God for the incredible gift that he has given to us, the incredible sacrifice that he has made before we were even born to make eternal life possible for us? If so, if it matters to us and if we're thankful for it, prove it. I'm going to throw out a challenge for all of us, all the parishioners here at St. Mary of the Woods. You know, Lent is a time where we embrace penance and we embrace different commitments in prayer. As a parish, I think it would be very nice for us to make a commitment during Lent. And so the commitment that I'm going to throw out is for each one of us to spend 30 minutes at some point in time this Lent in Eucharistic adoration. Come before Jesus Christ, fully present in the Eucharist. The power of his redemption is fully present in the Eucharist. Come at least one time and spend 30 minutes meditating on what Christ has done for us and reversing the effects of the fall, and to give him thanks. If it's important to us and if we're thankful for it, then we should be willing to sacrifice 30 minutes that we could be doing anything else. We could be watching TV, we could be relaxing, we could be doing anything else. But sacrifice that and come before our Lord for just 30 minutes. Give him thanks and meditate on what he did for us. You know, imagine how sad it would be if at the end of our life, we stand before Christ for judgment. And as we look back on our entire life, never once did we ever come before Christ in silent prayer. Imagine how sad that would be. But imagine the power to come before our Lord in the grace that he can work through just spending 30 minutes. So I'll throw that out for us as a challenge this Lent. If this really matters, if what Christ did for us is truly important and we want to give thanks, come to Eucharistic Adoration Wednesday evenings here at St. Mary of the Woods, Thursday evenings at St. Patrick, or you can come in any other time that the church is open and pray before our Lord in the Eucharist.